Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into the third and final hour of this Tuesday, 25th of October, 2005, Transmission and Steering. I was making the point that my 13th film is out, only for PrisonPlanet.tv members. They got the early version of it that was 40 minutes long, the new 45-minute version. It's going to be going up in the next few days, but they will be showing it at the Alamo Draft House this Thursday at 7 o'clock, along with the remastered, re-edited Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, so get to watch two movies for the price of one. One a full-length feature, one a shorter doc. Order of Death, 45 minutes, is considered a short film. But I was making the point that, ooh, my 13th film, I didn't think about that, and I should have kind of has the, you know, the right ambiance for the, but that's not the proper term. I would say the theme, you know, it fits with the occultic theme that it's a 13th film. That was not done by design. So, hope to see you out there this Thursday, 7 o'clock, Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. But get your tickets, for it's sold out. They've always sold out 2 or 3 days beforehand. This is the first time they haven't sold out 2 or 3 days, sometimes 4 or 5 days beforehand. There are still tickets left, at least as of last night. So if you want them, get them. All right, I belabored that enough. I belabored it. Just hope to see you out there. I'll be there. Hope to see you there. We're going to take a few more calls, then I'm going to plunge into New York Times. Cheney first disclosed CIA official's name. Also, this is from CBS News. Little story about Mike Wallace, but in it they admit that, well, the new Supreme Court justice, the Chief Justice, is pro-gun control. Well, they were really good at keeping that quiet, but now they can let us know. We can all celebrate. We're good conservatives. Let's turn our guns in. New bird flu cases in Europe and Russia. Moves to put brain chips in the troops. I'm not kidding. Stuff's getting weirder and weirder. A superstorm brewing right now as the remains of Hurricane Wilma and a tropical depression merge. It's all coming up. Right now, though, let's go to Ed in Pennsylvania, then Jim in Boston. Ed, welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Last week you had Bill Sardi on. And Dr. Horowitz?
Yes, great, great, great man.
Yeah, great show. And they were talking about elderberry, black elderberry juice for the flu. And I just want to let your followers, you know, your viewers know that the best source would be to go on the Internet and find a elderberry juice concentrate.
I know what's in my medicine cabinet. We got 5 bottles of it. The best stuff's available right here in health food stores. And, it's a great antiviral. The even medical mainline MD studies, double-blind studies show it's much more effective than trash like Tamiflu that Rumsfeld and the Bilderberg group's going to make a bunch of money off of.
Well, I compared Sambuca, which is an extract, to the pure concentrated juice, and the concentrated juice is 100 times better. Just let people know not to waste their money on the Sambuca stuff.
All right, well, I've never heard of Sambuca.
That's like an extract they sell in a lot of health food stores.
Sounds like a pretty serious fellow, though. I'm not going to mess with Sambuca.
but the pure concentrate you can buy over the Internet, and you can get a good price, and that's the best what you want. When I was a kid, me and my uncle used to pick trash bag fulls of elderberries up in the Poconos, and my Ukrainian aunt would make wine and jams and jellies with it.
How dare her make delicious jellies that are good for you? Weirdos actually get into making their own food. Just buy it at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Look.
Back to nature.
Look, if you grow your own food, you're with Al-Qaeda. It's horrible walking through the woods on a beautiful day, picking berries and going back and making a big steaming pie out of it. No, just go eat some slop with MSG in it. How dare you, Ed. Man, I tell you, that's a sure sign of Al-Qaeda membership, being self-sufficient. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Really, you can divide the world into two different types of people. Folks that do care and people that don't care. Now, the globalists are good at manipulating well-meaning people who do care into contributing and helping them set up a new world order. So much of the new world order's strength comes out of well-meaning, zealot believers who really think they're serving a good cause. That's why that science fiction movie Serenity is so good. It's got such a good message. That's why it's so popular. Extremely anti-government. You know, half of history is covering up the truth, and the government's trying to drug the population and enslave them, and you know, the government's got these zealots working for them that'll do the most evil things you can imagine because they think it's for the good. Of course, they find out it isn't. And that's just a repeat of history. So you got two different types of people, but you have that variant. So many well-meaning, good people, dedicated. I mean, I don't look down on Pat Tillman charging machine gun nests, or what he thought were machine gun nests, being shot by his own men. I mean, he was fooled, he was conned, he gave up, what, $2 million, $3 million a year to run off and join, and then he found out it was run by a bunch of scammers, and that the officers weren't doing their jobs, and were basically sitting back at base with laptop computers, and he got killed and got turned into this big martyr, and it turned out it was all lies. But I still can't look down on Pat Tillman. You know, he believed in something greater. He was being conned. He was being manipulated by the New World Order. But his heart was in the right place, folks. Pat Tillman's heart was in the right place. He was a focused professional person. He didn't want to go kill people. He wanted to go defend his brother. He wanted to go stand up against who he thought had attacked his country. He was a real man. But being a man isn't enough. You've got to have brains with the courage, brains with the brawn, enough to make sure that your charity, your commitment, your sacrifice, your dedication isn't being squandered, isn't being used for something bad. And most certainly it was. Colonels, generals have gone on record. And boy, they'll be in one San Francisco Chronicle article or one AP article, and then you never hear of them again. They refuse to torture. They get fired or they get removed. They go, we had all the top Taliban generals in custody and Al-Qaeda, and were ordered to release them because they were CIA. You never hear that again. And we know Tillman was complaining. I mean, Tillman didn't know. It's like General Kerpinski we had on yesterday. She goes, I thought we were the good guys. I always believed in the system. I didn't know all this. And by the way, I don't just go off what she says. I know her story's true. It's all public in the documents. She wasn't allowed into those wings in those 17, now 32 camps where all the torture went on. That was all military intelligence and CIA, just like Camp X-Ray. They can give the Red Cross a tour of most of the base because most of the base isn't where the torture's going on. But they're not allowed into that 20% CIA run. And they tried to burn her. She wouldn't go along with it. And she didn't get it. Now she gets it. Now she knows they're criminal. Now she came on air and said it. Now she says they're creating terror squads and or torture squads. And same thing with Ray McGovern. He thought the government was good. He didn't know it was pure evil. He believed the whole lie about globalism. Ronald Reagan's chief advisor for, 6 years? From 82 to 88. Then 4 years with George Bush Sr. Saying the government may carry out terror. Do you understand? Ray McGovern, number 5 in the CIA, folks, saying our government may carry out terror attacks to blame it on foreign enemies as a smokescreen. And the declassified tapes come out of Nixon talking about starting nuclear wars to stay in office. The LBJ tape is released. Gulf of Tonkin never happened. Staged. USS Liberty. I've had the Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff on. Admiral Moore. I've had the other admirals on. I've had the admirals on this show that took the phone call on their ship, the radio phone call, with LBJ going, I don't care, you turn that squadron back. I want that GD ship going to the bottom, soldier! Do I need to relieve you right now? I want our sailors dead! The actual quote is, I want that GD boat going to the bottom. Now, do I have to relieve you, soldier? Think about that. LBJ, a month before, takes control of the ship, the USS Liberty. They park it 14 miles off the coast of Israel and Syria, Lebanon. They got it right off the coast. All of a sudden, multiple squadrons of fighter bombers come in and start bombing. Torpedo boats start attacking, strafing and attacking, and 800-and-something cannon holes, a giant 30-foot torpedo hole, thousands of 50-caliber holes, burning white phosphorus bombs all over the deck, literally the captain with his intestines hanging out, with his guts tied in. We've had him on. We've had them all on over the years. McGonagall's dead now. I mean, imagine, I've had the admiral on, folks, who took the phone call from the president. I've had the admiral on telling you the president said, I want that boat going to the bottom. Imagine taking a boat out there, most highly decorated U.S. ship in U.S. history. That's in 230-something years. I mean, not even Jones back in the Navy, John Paul Jones, back in 1776, had a record like that. Endless, and they gave him their Congressional Medal of Honor, gave it to him in secret, and told him, you'll be put in prison for life or killed if you tell anybody what you know. And imagine, McNamara is on the radio saying, nope, turn the planes back. Nope, you're not. And the admirals are still sending the jets as it's being attacked to intercept and defend that. And our government knew right when they got on the phone, they go, let Israel do what they're doing. Because it was a setup. Our government sticks it out there. They come attack. It was to be blamed. This is admitted. On Egypt and start World War III, 1967. Imagine the cold-bloodedness. Our men had done nothing. And I'm talking to our military and our cops right now. If you don't think they won't flush you down the toilet like they did those men, got another thing coming. If you don't join us and get your heads out of the sand and stop playing games with yourself and stop denying, and if you don't have the courage to admit what's happening, then you've just sold your country out. I mean, how many examples of this do I have to give you? I've given you hundreds. It's an orgy of evidence, as we say. I'm tired of it. Imagine the nerve of LBJ to get on that phone and tell that admiral, I want them dead. I want that ship going to the bottom. Think about that. Do you know what? God, through those men, kept that ship afloat. They didn't get away with it. You see, we do have providence on our side. Strafing the lifeboats. Totally illegal. U.S. ship, well known, flying an unusually large U.S. flag, and they've even interviewed some of the Israeli pilots who have cried about it in interviews and said, yes, we three times I said, that's an American ship. Attack, engage. That's an American ship. Attack, engage. That's an American ship. Yet as a direct order, attack that ship. They wanted no survivors. They were to strafe and kill every survivor. They even sent in Israeli commandos on helicopters. They were to kill every single sailor and marine on board that ship. Every single one of them. To blame it on the Egyptians. And I know to graduate they have Delta Force members now read Machiavelli's The Prince. And if you don't agree with it, the end justifies the means, you don't get your stripes now. You don't get to join the squadron. Did you know that? Yeah, that's how they make sure you're a sociopath sicko. So let me tell people who might become Delta Force or into the higher level SEAL teams or into the secret squadrons above those groups, if you really want to be good and get into the inside, yeah, go ahead and say you'll do whatever. Go ahead and say you'll do evil things. So you can get inside and really see what I'm talking about for your own little beady eyes. Because you fail. You don't tell them you won't do those immoral things. You don't get the Machiavellian politics. Because, see, the argument is, well, we got to do something for America, and we got to go to war with the Soviets, and we got to start World War III in the Middle East. So if 137 sailors got to die, that's got to break eggs to make an omelet. Collateral damage. Americans have never behaved like that, and shame on you if you try to adopt that psychology. What is your major malfunction, scumbag? What is wrong with you? Of course, LBJ started having heart attacks after that, and God had a way of dealing with him, and he just ended up being a little sissy up there with his knees knocking, crying on TV, begging, I'm sorry for what I did. And you know what? At least he did in the end. I think, see, hell's mouth opening up for him, and so he was pretty freaked out there the last few years. Good. Good, LBJ, you evil person. I'm glad. Because you killed a lot of people. And I'm sick of people like you. I'm tired of people like you. Hell awaits you. Know that. Understand that. This is real. So you're out there, you're a cop, you're in the special forces, you're a whatever you are, you're an FBI agent. Go look up what I said about the Liberty. Go listen to the interviews with the admirals and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the captain and the first mate and the doctor. Go listen to all the interviews. Go listen to it. You go listen to the people that took the phone call to kill our own men. What's wrong, you serfs? This is not your government. It hasn't been for a long time. Listen, they tell you to go get your vaccinations. They put the stuff in the same vaccine they give us. They give it to you. We're your friends. We're the Americans. We're the good guys. Now, break your conditioning right now and join humanity. Put the white hat on.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
Folks, it's this simple. It boils down to this. Starts with stunts, like the Gulf of Tonkin never happening, that being staged, and attacking the USS Liberty to blame it on Egypt. And it ends up with things like, well, what's happening on horrible days like 9/11. Government-sponsored terrorism, totally documented. And it grows from there into biological plagues and nukes going off, and this ends justifies the means business. These are a bunch of inbred, psychopathic, former cokehead scumbags running all this. And I'm not going to put up with it. And you can sit there and make little excuses and make little jokes about it. You don't love your family. It's that simple. Let's talk to Jim in Boston, then Paula, Joe, and others. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I just have a comment about last night. I saw on NBC News where they showed the video of the explosions, the three explosions in front of the hotel down in Baghdad.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, the terrorists are attacking the media. Sure,
yeah,
but usually it's our own military doing it. But now Al Qaeda's helping out.
Oh yeah, I looked at it from all different angles, and I believe it is definitely staged. And how could they? I mean, especially the one cement mixer truck. I mean, they had that all set. This whole thing probably was planned weeks in advance. I mean, to load these big trucks full of high to the hills with explosives. I mean, this whole thing was virtually staged. Staged not only for the media, but staged for the whole world to see. It's just plain pure and simple.
Yeah, we need to write an article about that. Thanks for the call. We all kind of get desensitized to it. We know the Pentagon said before the war they were going to target journalists. And then they brought the troops into the Baghdad hotel, and they didn't like what Reuters was reporting, so they opened fire on the ninth floor and killed a bunch of people. And then I hear people on air going, oh, we got to let our troops defend themselves. Killing journalists? What? We've even had troops in New Orleans march up to our press and say, hey, we kill press in Iraq for reporting on stuff, and we'll kill you. I'll shoot you. Officers telling the whole groups of press this. That's been in the news. And it's horrible. And we've caught the British dressed up like Muslims with fake beards running around shooting people with cars full of plastic explosives. We've caught the Israelis doing it. We've caught our own government doing it. And a lot of these bombings are orchestrated by our government. It's like, people who are aid activists against the occupation. It's in mainstream papers that coalition government seen grabbing her and white guys seen grabbing her. And then, they dress up like terrorists in black mask and blow her head off. And this is how we deal with people. Al Qaeda is killing everyone that's against Bush. Well, I guess they always do, don't they? I mean, it's so ridiculous. And a whole bunch of these big bombs go off and kill a bunch of media. Just get out, media. We don't want you here seeing what's happening. Our own government admittedly carried out a lot of terrorism in Vietnam to blame it on the communists. Again, I'm no fan of the communists. It's just the communists that pulled the same kind of stuff. And so that's the argument. Well, they're doing it, so we better do it. It just turns into this nightmare situation. Paula in Florida. Go ahead, Paula.
Hey, Alex, and good morning, hon. You're right about everything. And, the sad part about this is that our president sitting in this office is from the House of David, and the House of David is part of the New World Order. So is the Catholic Church. And I tell you, it's sickening.
What do you mean, the House of David?
GW descends from the Holy Family, just like I do.
Just like you do, huh?
Yeah, my husband does, too. Anyway, LBJ, what you were saying about him, he was part of the New World Order, too. I mean, they all have been. We've been in the New World Order since the 1700s. People don't even realize it, but I tell you...
Well, I'm just a commoner myself. I don't descend from the Supreme Family or whatever.
Well, I tell you this, what makes it so sickening.
So are you a Merovingian?
Yeah.
You are.
But anyway, the thing is, you're right on the money, honey, and God's going to bless you for what you're doing. And he sent you. I know that. And you just keep up the wonderful work that you're doing. And you'll be blessed, hon, more than you'll ever know.
Well, thank you for the call. I really appreciate that. Anytime somebody prays for me, I appreciate it. But we'll be right back, folks. We'll talk to Joe, and I think what's up after that. What's up, Doc? Linda in California and others. 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to cover some news when we get back, then we'll get to your other calls. And I'm going to just try to bang through them as quickly as possible. 1-800-259-9231. But, I did see that footage, and it was pretty staged.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugars, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Take a gamut of your calls at 1-800-259-9231 on this live Tuesday edition. But let me get into some news here that's pretty important. Before I do that, just one more plug today. I'm going to have one final showing. We had two overflow sellout showings at the Alamo Draft House downtown at the Alamo in South Lamar a few weeks ago of an early version of The Order of Death. It was a screening, and it was 40 minutes at that time, and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove have been cut down to an hour and 45 minutes. Well, I've cut Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove down to an hour and 30 minutes, and I've increased the length and added a lot of new documents and video clips for The Order of Death, and these are great videos. We're going to be showing the final completed version coming up this Thursday, 7 o'clock, one final showing at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. And when we show this, that's it. It then goes to the DVD duplicators so we can start offering this to the listeners. But have a chance to see it before anybody else sees it. This is the final version of both films, and they'll both be together on one DVD. And that's coming up. So go to Infowars.com to link through to the safe, secure online shopping cart over at the Alamo Draft House to get your tickets online before they sell out. Or if you're driving around Austin, pull into the Alamo Draft House South Lamar and get your tickets for the event there as well coming up the 27th, this Thursday, 7 o'clock. And I'll be there. I'll give a speech beforehand, have a question and answer after. I'll also have all my books and videos and T-shirts there in case any of you want to drop by and get it there. And incidentally, in about 2 weeks, we will no longer offer the original VHS 2-hour, 5-minute long Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. We've updated it. We've cut a lot out. We've added some information. We've made it faster moving, you know, so we'll sort of wake up the general public out there. But if you want the original that we made 5 years ago in about 3 weeks after we got out, when we churned it out quick, but it's a good video, and I'm signing every copy that goes out until we quit offering it, then you can go to Infowars.com and order the original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. And you'll get the 2-hour, 5-minute film, the signed edition. Or you can also call toll-free to get it, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And then you can also go to PrisonPlanet.tv. We will leave the original version up there for PrisonPlanet.tv members, along with the new version of Dark Secrets and, of course, the new film, The Order of Death, that is just amazing. It's an excellent video. My 13th film. And also, we're carrying a new book, Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, full of documents, photos, just a quick read, an excellent read, a great way to wake people up about world government. There is just so much information in this book, and it's so professionally done by Jim Tucker, over a quarter century covering this high-level globalist organization, this cabal. That's available at Infowars.com or by writing to us or by calling the toll-free number. And then there's all those other videos, like JPFO's Innocence Portrayed Second Amendment video that comes with 3 free color booklets, Grandpa Jack booklets about the history of gun control. Great to wake up gun control fanatics. We also have the Everything Else special, every video and book we carry together at a massive discount. We also, on top of that, have the new 3-DVD special, where my 3 newest DVDs, 9-11, The Road to Tyranny, or I should say my most important DVDs, 9-11, The Road to Tyranny, American Dictators, and Martial Law, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 7.5 hours of video for $44.95. Normally it would be $75, folks. And I'm only doing this until the new year. These super specials, the other good specials are there too. We have some really good specials. Those are going to stay, but these insane specials, you know, it's like the ad where, come down to my mattress shop, it's insane, insane deals. But I mean, literally I could be doing that, folks, and it wouldn't be a stretch. We have slashed because I just want to get this out to people. So go to Infowars.com and order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Card or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And when you do that, you're supporting this broadcast and what we do and the information we're putting out. And that's really what it... In the final summation, it's supporting us and it's getting the word out. And these videos and books that we carry and the films I've made are very effective at waking people up. We have the truth. We have the initiative. And we have the motivation. We're being enslaved. So now is the time to stand up against this new world order. Now is the time to stand up against all this corruption. We've got to do it. And the videos get that job done. Well, they're now saying that the source of the leak is Dick Cheney. So will he get in trouble? We can hold our breath. The only got a few days to wait. The grand jury tenure ends in 3 days. Ends Friday at noon. And they were going to release the information, the indictments, 2 weeks ago, but it's admitted that threatening phone calls were made by Karl Rove and others. That's been in the news. And things are on hold right now So who knows what's going to happen. But remember, Bush and his minions are just puppets, titular heads, figureheads. Another major Pentagon espionage scandal brewing by Wayne Madison, who worked for the NSA. His info is always excellent. Another major espionage scandal brewing at the Pentagon, according to Pentagon insiders. The Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA, has been the focus of another espionage investigation, as with the espionage scandal involving former DIA analyst Larry Franklin and the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC. The investigation of DIA has been plagued with external political pressures because of the issue of possible dual loyalties of the principal suspects. In the case of Franklin, the investigation involves American citizens with close ties to Israel. In the other DIA matter, Chinese Americans are the prime suspects. The Department of Defense, Department of Justice, DIA, Defense Secretary, and Defense Security Service, and the National Security Agency have all reportedly been involved in the cover-up and investigation into the penetration of DIA's critical counterterrorism elements, including Able Danger, by at least one individual suspected of links to the Chinese or PRC intelligence. Well, I mean, America's been designed to fall. You go to the Pentagon, their whole offices with known Chinese agents openly running things. But they're nothing. I mean, AIPAC literally controls central offices of the Pentagon. Known AIPAC members with dual citizenship, known Mossad and Shin Bet agents, openly sit in command positions. I mean, it's not like it's a... So any of this stuff is really just a joke. I mean, we have public admitted agents of Israel sitting in every power position. I mean, it's just unbelievable. This is out of the UK Inquirer. It's a serious article. It's not the National Enquirer, folks. It's the UK Inquirer. Universal Soldier, one step closer. Chips inserted into soldiers' brains. Boffins working for the U.S. military experimenting with creating super soldiers by sticking microchips in their brains. Apparently the Pentagon has decided that one of the things the soldiers are missing is brains, or at least the ability to remember details of their training. Now researchers at the University of Southern California's Bioengineering Department have developed a chip which they claim acts exactly the same way as the hippocampus. This is the part of the brain that deals with memory, and the chip can send out electrical signals which can and similar to how it operates. So far, it worked well on rats, and it is hoped that one day experiments will be carried out on soldiers. Folks, the Pentagon openly says they want to do this, and they've already been making a lot of special forces take the chip. That is ongoing. There's a CBS News article that a listener sent me, and I appreciate this, and I hope my webmaster's posted this. I ran out of the office before I'd seen that it indeed happened. But CBS News, Public Eye, Disarming Mike Wallace. It's an article about Mike Wallace and his life. But in it, it's got this quote about how Justice John Roberts is joined the legions of people already convinced about gun control. It says he referenced, we assume, the relatively unknown position of gun control of Chief Justice John Roberts, calling him part of the legion of the already convinced. The article is actually about Mike Wallace and CBS, but it was the Roberts quote that jumped out at me. Well, thank you, listener, you're right. And, yeah, it's well known he's for gun control and a bunch of other stuff, the gay marriage things, all that. That's why it's conservative. Gun control, gay marriage, open borders, doubling the growth rate of government, it's conservative, folks. That's why I'm not a conservative. In the new paradigm, I'm a communist because I'm against communism. I'm a Nazi because I'm against Arnold Schwarzenegger, who says he admires Hitler. See, I'm against Hitler, so I'm for Hitler. See, got to learn how all this works. And Roberts is wonderful. And, of course, we now have Myers hopping about. And I told you, whoever they brought forward would be just like Gonzalez. Pro-torture, pro-open borders, pro-government takeover of our lives. I mean, it's just par for the course. New bird flu cases in Europe and Russia. And they have confirmed a vicious parrot, being sarcastic, in England. Why, a bird with a bird flu. And it hasn't mutated yet, but we've got to all freak out and pull our hair out. And it has come out that two big Bilderberg chiefs own massive stock not just Donald Rumsfeld in this Gilead, or Gilead, keep calling it Gilead, I like the word Gilead, but it's really Gilead pharmaceutical up there, owned by Roche, and it's just a big, big money maker, and so everybody will jump on the bandwagon. I'm not saying you shouldn't be prepared for viral outbreaks, shouldn't have your immune system up, shouldn't take vitamins, shouldn't do that. I just hear people saying they've got some magic bullet that heals everything and makes you grow purple hair on top of your head, and I just we lose credibility, folks. See, in the long run, my delivery a lot of times isn't that credible, but the information is credible, and I do it in a genuine way, so that itself is credible. And so over time, I just get more and more credibility. Over time, you know, that's my goal, is to have credibility, do what's right, not stretch the truth, not make stuff up, and then in the end we'll win. And some people don't seem to figure that out. They're really hurting themselves, and I'm trying to help them. Former Abu Ghraib general, torture is continuing. General says she was deliberately kept out of the loop and scapegoated to protect higher ups. And she also said that the higher-ups are directing the torture specifically, and it's well-known. And, that, of course, that newsmaker was yesterday on the broadcast. Former U.N. weapons inspector, don't rule out staged government terror. That's what Scott Ritter said on the show yesterday, saying more than he's ever said before. See, it's just getting to be mainstream. Ray McGovern, Ron Paul saying they're preparing for martial law and gun confiscation. We had the general on, Janice Karpinski, yesterday. Two major newsmakers we had. Interesting thing about the weather changes. See, it's getting colder in some areas, like Minnesota. I mean, they had record cold last year, 67 degrees below zero. Some areas are getting thicker ice caps. Some ice caps are melting. Actual sea levels are up by a half an inch. In some areas, they seem to be gyrating and might be up by a foot. But overall, there's more ice cover on the globe than there was just 20 years ago. And they have all this mapped. And here's CNN and Reuters both reporting, Greenland ice cap thickens slightly. And it says Greenland's ice cap has thickened slightly in recent years, despite wide predictions that thaw triggered by global warming, a team of scientists said on Thursday. So we are having climate change, folks, but global warming is a complete total fraud. If we're due for anything on the 12,000-year cycle, it is for an ice age. And those right before an ice age starts, you normally see a slight heating up. That's what the science shows. People say that Washington ignores science. Yeah, they do. They ignore the fact that we are having climate change, but it's not the type they're telling us. Besides, what does a world tax on fuel do to stop global warming? China doesn't have to make any cuts, but we do. Even more ways to get rid of our jobs. As if India and China and Mexico aren't hurting us enough. I mean, now we got to do this. The 9,842-foot thick ice cap is a key concern in debates about climate change because a total melt would raise world sea levels by about 7 meters, and a runaway thaw might slow the Gulf Stream that keeps the North Atlantic region warm. Satellite measurement showed that more snowfall was falling and thickening the ice cap, especially in high altitudes, according to the report in the Journal of Science. Well, that's the thing. Even true global warming will actually cause a larger ice cap, which then itself will trigger a ice age. But this isn't global warming. This is an ice age already starting. And, I mean, I read the scientific reports, folks. All the evidence shows the opposite of what they're saying. But don't tell the hoax people that, or the people that want that believe every hoax. You know, they believe every Planet X story. They believe every pole shift story. They believe every global warming story. They believe every bird flu story. They believe everything but what's real and what's true. The government's carrying out terror attacks and putting cancer viruses in your vaccines and poisoning your food and genetically engineering everything and destroying the biosphere. Oh, you don't want to talk about that. You want to go join some environmental group that just steals people's property. so fat cats can make hundreds of millions of dollars. Then they hand it over to select developers. Why don't you get involved in a real environmental movement? I ought to start a real environmental organization. I can't do it all, though, folks. I'm just so sick of it. U.S. Britain press for action against Syria. Here it is, AP. The United States and Britain jointly criticized Syria on Sunday and called for international action to be taken over a U.N. investigation that implicated Syrian officials in the killing of a former Lebanese prime minister, Rafiq Harrier. You mean governments kill people? That'd be a conspiracy. No, it's impossible. Governments never do wrong. I mean, if you never do wrong, how could Syria do wrong? And notice it's the good cop UN going, they're bad, they're bad. And then Lord Bush, well, we may have to attack them. We'll come back, jam a few calls in, cover a few final news stories as well. Infowars.com is the website. Don't forget my final showing of my new film, The Order of Death, at the Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar, this Thursday. Be there, 7 o'clock.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We got 4.5 minutes. That gives each one of you 60 seconds. Joe, Leandro, Mike, Daniel, I'm jamming you in. Joe in Florida, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I'll go fast. Isn't it kind of ironic that we're watching the video of this car and truck blow up the day after it happened, but the Oklahoma City and the Pentagon videos, we haven't seen one of those yet?
Well, they declared national security on the Oklahoma City tapes because we've talked to the police that have seen them. It shows McVeigh with Arabs, and we know those Arabs are CIA.
Oh, I just wanted to bring up. The other thing is I think everybody should go to antiwar.com and read Justin Raimondo's article today. It's very interesting. They always play this Valerie Flame leak, like it was a way that her name was leaked to go after Joe Wilson. I've always wondered, how would that affect him? Why would that hurt him? Well, the real reason that her name was leaked was to shut down the investigation into Nigerian forgeries. It wasn't to
of
get
course,
even with
yeah,
Joe Wilson.
The, of course, the yellow cake.
Right, but the way the media plays it is that her name was leaked to get even with Joe Wilson. No, her name was leaked to shut down the investigation in the Niger forgeries that came out of
Rome. I agree with you. Great points. Call back, Joe. Leandro in California. Go ahead. Let him go.
Hello?
Mike in KC, you're on the air. Mike, go ahead.
How you doing?
Good.
What I wanted to ask you is about the aphids, the mites. They're coming up with the Mexican illegals. How do we get rid of those things? And
I didn't know aphids were the same as lice.
Well, I don't know what they are.
Yeah, sir, there's all sorts of problems. I mean, I'm not worried about lice so bad. That is getting to be a problem. I'm worried about drug-resistant and drug-immune TB. I'm worried about spinal meningitis exploding. I'm worried about going from 5 cases a year of leprosy to 7,000. I mean, I'm worried about that.
That's significant. Keep up the fight, Alex. And I'm getting your movies up, recording right now as we're speaking.
Keep it up, my friend. I appreciate the call. Let's talk to Daniel in Ohio. Daniel, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Good to talk to you. I just wanted to bring up a point about the war. You know, we've heard so many discussions, arguments. The latest rotating reason is I'm afraid we may never leave because we're there because so many troops have died, so we can't leave. So we're approaching the 2000.
That's right. They would have died in vain unless we feed more in, and our own government's carrying out terror attacks to keep things stirred up. That's the official Pentagon plan.
But we can never leave unless there's a World War III or something so catastrophic. I believe we're there forever, I guess.
Well, they've said this: the war on terror is going to last 100 years, and you've got to give all your rights up and get rid of America because Dick Cheney and George Bush and Hillary Clinton love you. They're going to take good care of you, and David Rockefeller cares about you.
Yeah, exactly. One more thing. I got a good plug. I was talking on the Michael Medved show, and he thought it was all kind of funny. Alex Jones, Bohemian Grove, you know, he says it's a good old boys club. But I got a couple of great plugs in for Infowars.com. To see it for their own eyes, what goes on in there.
Well, one caller hung up, so you've got more time. Who was specifically? I mean, what was he saying about how it was Christian and loving? Or
he says he thinks it's just a good old boys club, basically, where there's a lot of drinking going on, maybe and whatnot. And I said I've seen it with my own eyes. Alex Jones broke the story, went in there with cameras, and he actually talked to me several minutes about it, and he kind of got a chuckle when I said Alex Jones, and I got two plugs. See it for yourself, Infowars.com. So it was kind of interesting.
He didn't delay you out when you did that?
I don't think so. And then his little handler after kind of said, oh, wow, you sure got some plugs in there. And I said, yeah, that was great. And then he got the last word in the little screener. He says, don't forget to take your meds, ha-ha, you know, of course.
Yeah, ha-ha-ha. You know what? They're the minority. We're the majority. Okay, I mean, even if you don't think Satanism's bad, which they engage in there, the New York Post, you should have brought up the New York Post headline, gay porn star services moguls. Did you bring that up to Mr. Movie Critic?
No, he just thinks it's a little bit of a guy maybe boozing a little bit too much.
Hey, we're out of here. Thanks a lot. God bless you all. Take care.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.